Joining us on the Red River Farm Network, Ranky Noonan Law Firm in St. Cloud, Minnesota, attorney Kale Van Bruggen. Sackett versus EPA, Supreme Court ruling came out here today. I guess just kind of run down the basics of this case and what this means now for WOTUS.
Sure. Thanks, Whitney. The basic facts of the case were that Sackett's owned property that was nearby a lake in Idaho. They wanted to develop that property and build a modest lake home on it. The property was not directly on the shoreline, but there was some connection via road ditches, drainage ditches, between that property and the lake. As the Sacketts started developing the property, the EPA and Army Corps came in and said, hey, you have a wetland on this property. We are claiming jurisdiction over that wetland as a water of the United States regulated by the Clean Water Act. Therefore, your fill material in preparation for building your home is a pollutant, and you must have a permit in order to put that fill in that wetland. So Sacketts have challenged that decision. It's been going on for, I believe, over a decade. Lost at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, who sided with the EPA and Army Corps, claiming that under what is referred to as the significant nexus test, that this wetland is regulated as water under the Clean Water Act because of its physical, biological, and chemical connection to the navigable lake downstream. The decision issued by the Supreme Court today reversed the Ninth Circuit's decision and said in the United States, we're no longer going to follow the gray, complex, significant nexus test. Instead, we're going to require that the wetlands must be directly adjacent to other navigable waters. They must be relatively permanent and physically connected, which would make it so difficult to decide where the navigable lake itself ends and where the wetland adjacent to it starts. And because that's just not the facts of what the wetland in this case looked like, the court has sided with the landowner and reversed the agency's action and sent it down for further proceedings.
So what does that mean then for the new definition of WOTUS that came out earlier this year? Does that mean that there will be reworking there? What are next steps that direction?
I think we can anticipate that the rule that was issued under the current administration, which has been stayed in some states, it's already under litigation, is problematic with this Supreme Court ruling. That agency rule relied heavily on this significant nexus analysis to say that the EPA and the Army Corps, if it can show under an extensive laundry list of hydrologic and ecological factors that the wetland has some physical, chemical, or biological connection to downstream waters, could be regulated regardless of its physical distance away from those navigable waters themselves. The Supreme Court's decision today sets a pretty black and white rule saying that significant nexus test is no longer tolerable. It was developed by Justice Kennedy over 17 years ago in the Rapanos case, and it has sparked much litigation between the regulated community and the agencies, but I think the court's decision today is ruling in favor of that more black and white continuous surface connection test. So what that means for farmers and landowners is it should be much more clear on the landscape which wetlands are regulated under the Clean Water Act and which wetlands are not. And in its opinion, the court actually comments on that and says because of the severe criminal and civil penalties that go along with Clean Water Act violations, having a rule in place that makes that test clear is even much more important. So we don't know yet. You know, obviously the agency is going to take some time to review this and decide its next steps, but I anticipate that there's going to need to be significant changes to that most recent rule in order to comply with the Supreme Court ruling.
The nexus test, that's the portion of this case then that won't be used anymore. Exactly what was that? And maybe you've kind of explained it a little bit, but just to clarify here.
Yeah, no problem. The Nexus test was really saying if we look at this list of factors that have to do with hydrology and ecology and what the impacts would be either singularly from polluting a wetland or even as far as saying the cumulative effect of filling or draining or polluting multiple wetlands in this same region, you know, what is the impact of those activities on the downstream navigable water? And the list of factors and data that the agency could look at in making that determination was quite long. In fact, the final category was a catch-all that said, you know, essentially the agency could look at anything that the agency determines impacts the chemical or physical or biological integrity of the downstream navigable waters in making that decision. So what you had was essentially, in most cases, a case-by-case analysis of whether a certain wetland was jurisdictional. Almost impossible for a landowner or a farmer or their technical consultant to quickly and efficiently decide which wetlands are regulated under this act, which wetlands are not. And so in this case, the Supreme Court is saying we're no longer going to engage in that very specific case-by-case laundry list analysis. Instead, it's basically a two-part test. First, the agency is going to have to show that the downstream water body constitutes the waters of the United States. And then if that becomes clear, then second, the wetland that is adjacent to it must be shown to have a continuous surface connection in order to regulate that wetland as part of the waters of the United States.
And talking about the decision itself, what did that look like as far as any sort of a split? Was it all in agreement? How did that shake out?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm still kind of analyzing exactly what each justice in their separate concurring opinions is getting at. You know why they felt the need to add additional commentary. It appears that there's unanimous support for the outcome, which was ruling in Sackett's favor and claiming that the agencies have overextended their jurisdiction here by claiming jurisdiction over the wetland on the Sackett property. There was a four-part agreement on the controlling opinion of the court. And then, of course, there are at least three separate concurring opinions with some additional commentary. So, you know, not a unanimous per curiam result, but at least unanimous in the outcome with at least four justices agreeing on the test that was laid out here by Justice Alito.
All right. Anything else of note that we should add before we let you go?
I just think, you know, going forward, Whitney, it'll be interesting to see what the instruction is from the agencies to its on-the-ground employees. Of course, it always takes time for decisions like this that have big impact to trickle down and make it into the hands of the folks in field offices who we interact with when we're helping clients with these matters. So we'll be watching and waiting to see what happens with the litigation on the new rule and then also to see what kind of guidance comes from the head of the agencies down to its employees about how to employ this decision in the field.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to provide information and fill us in. Cale Van Brueggen joining us on the Red River Farm Network.